rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Hey everybody, it's Friday night. Is it loud? Then open up, then close your motherfucking ears. Ha ha, yeah. You know what I was wondering, man? I was wondering why Trencher is back and not doing this shit. He must know it's going to be a black president. And when the black president comes in, yeah, all you crackers are losing your motherfucking jobs. It's Friday night, y'all. You know what that means, baby. Spankwagon Radio, baby. Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm Big Daddy D-Cast, Spankwagon Radio. I'm here with a crew here that looks very fucking uninterested right now. What are you doing, Murphy? What you working on? Exactly. Well, today's Spankscussion, we're going to talk about a certain thing that's going on right now in the studio. Malfunctioning shit. So what's going on with you, Trencher?
A whole bunch of nothing.
Welcome back, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, this motherfucker is skinny as a motherfucking now, boy. He's like going to blow away. They got food in Iowa, man?
Yes. Lots
they
of good food.
They got a lot
food.
Of comb.
A lot of good food.
A lot of
they got a lot of good food?
And I ate it.
So tell me about your trip to Iowa, man. How was it? How was the plane ride?
Plane rides are fine. I don't mind flying. So I basically, for most of July, let me turn off their mics. They're futzing with the camera. I guess we have no audio on our,
audio.
Our TV. Spankwagon TV has no audio, so... if you're trying to get to us through the TV, just go ahead and hit the radio link.
Is the shit always work up to 659?
Shit always works up to 659.
Then the motherfucker just stops.
Absolutely.
Working.
Absolutely. You know, and technically speaking, you know, I think the Spankscussion and how we have to engineer things constantly at the last minute at 659 is kind of appropriate for a Spankscussion.
Yes, it is.
Back, you know, we've had it where the entire shows have been, like, re-engineered. Twice, three times, the loser. You know, so it's good stuff. But back to Iowa. I actually flew back and forth a couple times. I had to fly out to visit friends and family and have fun over the 4th. And then I came back, worked for like half a week or a week or so. And then after I did that, then I flew back out again for a couple weeks. More friends, family visits. I just hung out. Had a good time.
So it was a nice... Get away from work and shit?
You know it is. It's always...
How's the weather?
It was really nice. I don't think it got hotter than 91 degrees.
Damn.
Even with the humidity. Even with the humidity, it was.
It's been a while since you've been on the microphone,
yeah.
Man.
It's been nice. I haven't had to talk. I just kind of...
You kind of like be yourself without being in the studio.
Right. Yeah, my hearing actually cleared up and my voice actually got feeling better. No, it was fantastic, actually. Spent a lot of time just hanging out, doing a whole lot of nothing some days. Other days I sat and like hid for most of the day, found free Wi-Fi, and worked on the next version of Spankwagon that hopefully should be done. You know, I wanted to have it done by today. I really wanted to roll that out today. That was like my goal, was to spend my entire vacation. Then I realized it's fucking nice out.
No, don't speak.
And up. I'm not going to spend it in fucking doors. I'm going to go out. And
especially because you come back, you're going to be indoors all fucking day.
Right, exactly. So I basically said, fuck this site, and went out and hung out with friends. And
Did you hang out with the Joker?
Of course.
Joker.
Hung out with Joker. Hung out with Vert. Hung out with Mindy Lou. Friends from back home. So it was good stuff.
Well,
went on a bunch of bike rides too. I think I got 41 miles ridden just in the within 3 trips.
Did you get
drug
tested before you went bike testing?
Unfortunately, no yellow jerseys were involved, and I'll be damned if I have both of my nuts. But it's been so long since I rode that I got saddle sore, and I thought I was going to lose one of my testicles.
Damn!
But it was like.
So you just went through. You just literally grind through it.
Just grind through it. Yeah, actually, yeah. So a total of like 10, 11, and 21 miles in 3 different rides.
Damn.
So it was a good time. I had a great time, actually. So it's good to be back, though. It's always one of those things where flying out's great and visiting with your friends and family. You know, you love it and you miss them and you don't want to leave. And then you get home and you realize this is my bed.
How was it? What time did you get back?
10 p.m. last night.
Okay, so you got back at night. So you know what that means? It was still like 102 outside.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm listening to all these Midwest, you know, these Iowans who are flying from Iowa to Vegas to party and vacation, and it's like, you know, they come in, they say,
your captain speaking. Just want to walk you to Las Vegas, Nevada. Currently, the weather outside is clear. The temperature at 10 p.m. is 108 degrees. Well, you're in the Vegas Valley. We hope you think of us and thank you for flying with, oh shit, where's my tail fin air?
You know, and all the Midwesterners like, golly, 108, and it's only nighttime. What's it get up during the day? And I just kind of look at them, go, what? It's only 200 during the day. Did you not bring your UV suit?
You scared the shit out of them.
No, it's... I don't know. It's always funny listening to people coming to Vegas because everybody's like on the plane.
This is your captain speaking. You'll notice the Las Vegas Strip out to the left, now the right, now the left, and now the right.
You see motherfuckers flood to the windows. To the windows and look out.
Yeah, we're doing barrel rolls because everybody unevens the plane. and everybody's like, yay, Vegas! I'm like, thank you for paying my taxes, each and every one of you. You are the reason I still live here and can afford to live here.
So you guys back or what, man?
Oh, let me get their mics on.
Yeah, we should have the video back up and running.
Okay.
Yeah.
With audio?
Hello.
Yes, with audio.
Okay. You had some weirdness before the show. It
didn't want to come up right, and now we rebooted it. And, that's the beauty of Mogulus. It is a beta system.
Yeah, well, you know, everything's beta. I mean, Gmail's been out since, what, 2004?
No, it's officially out of beta now.
Okay, go to gmail.com and tell me if it doesn't say beta on that fucking thing. Just go ahead.
Oh, shit, it still says beta. You're right.
Yeah. So,
because I have it up right here.
So is this like beta? A lot of people joined, and then they just said, "Fuck it, we're just gonna leave it at beta. We ain't gonna do nothing more."
Well, it's because they keep adding more shit out of Google Labs. That's why. I mean, they keep adding in more and more stuff.
Google Labs. Okay, now look. I know we've got a show to do, and I want to cut everything off right here in the middle. Bring that bed way down. Keep going. There you go. Perfect. We've got this. Anyway,
my dick got stuck in the key. So I'm sorry.
we have a product to review, and we, you know, when we do product reviews, we do them live, and we do them.
Here, give me a bottle with that.
There you go.
Give
we do them
bottle,
live,
sure,
and we
sure.
do them. We do them in reality. We don't pre-test anything. We don't do any of that shit. What we're testing tonight is an energy drink called Mana Potion, and it
just happens to look like a pair of blue balls.
Or if you're a Diablo player, it looks like you just picked up some extra mana.
No.
So anyway, so I called the guys who make this stuff.
My mana's low. I got to rest.
and I do believe the guy's name is Aaron. We'll have an interview with these guys probably in the next couple of weeks. But rather than doing this earlier or doing this another day and coming and saying, oh, I thought it was this, what I wanted to do is have all of us try it now.
What happened?
That was distracting. I want to have all of us try it now. That way we can give an honest review during the show. Now, one of these is what I was told by a guy who works at Fry's, because that's where I first saw these, is that these are basically the equivalent of like a five-hour energy, but with a little more kick. So
here's what I've heard about five-hour energy, that they don't do shit on dick.
Well, I've had one of these, and it has a nice little kick to it.
Yeah, but does it do anything?
Yes. It definitely is a nice little
caffeine
punch. So if you would please uncork your bottles.
Done.
Yes. Trench, are you going to at least try a sip?
No, I'm not going to try any.
Trench's tum-tum is not good.
Yeah, here, you can have my blue ball.
So.
Yay, now my mana is all filled up now.
It is blue, and it is a little it's a little thick.
It tastes like gelatin.
I personally think it tastes like a blue Otter Pop.
God damn it. Did it got no opening seal on this motherfucker?
That's what I was complaining about.
This side up?
Was
this side up, motherfucker? It ain't no this side up. I need the instructions and shit. I can't even open the bottle of aspirin.
You're going to have to dumb this down for me because I don't understand what's going on here.
Push down and twist?
I know. I can't do that. What the fuck?
So anyway.
All right. Let me try this.
Ready?
So let's just chug it.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Just pound the whole thing back. Mm-hmm. Shalom.
I hear all these gulping noises on the microphone.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Mm.
It's tart like that first piece of pussy I ate.
Now, what I was advised also by the guy at Fry's is when you have these, it's good to have them really cold because they...
So why the fuck were they in the goddamn refrigerator?
They were.
That's the only functioning thing in the whole fucking studio is the refrigerator. You don't use it.
Don't chuck your blue balls at me.
Oh, I will. And you're going to like it.
That's pretty tangy.
They're on my chin.
So 5 hours, huh?
So, yeah, I think it tastes
so
like
I should be masturbating like a monkey around.
Like a monkey.
Excuse me, we don't
like
need
a monkey
that kind
around
of,
2 o'clock,
hey,
right?
Hey, we don't need that kind of racist comments around here, okay?
Yeah, just because we nigger rigged everything doesn't have to be talking about that.
So, Trench, you sure you don't even want to just try a sip?
No,
there's
I'm
another
good.
One.
I'm
all
good.
Oh, because
thank you.
I'm taking it home now.
So this is it. So we're going to actually give
a... So am I going to find this in a treasure chest somewhere that I have to kick open?
Yeah. Do I have to T-bubble with a bunch of guys to get it? Or
yeah, I think so. I think we're going to go raid the store so we can get ourselves some mana potions. Fuck, someone get me a rogue. I got to undo this cabinet. So that is the mana potion, mana energy potion. I think if you go, I think it's mana potion or manaenergypotion.com. You can find that.
I'm sure it's written on the bottle.
If I make a potion called,
you know what?
If I make a potion called Rez, is that considered biting?
I don't see a website address.
I
on
like
this.
To bite.
I'm looking at it.
I like that. It does say though, should not be consumed by mortals under 16 years of age.
Yeah, not for use by mortals under 16 years of age.
Where the fuck does it say that? Yeah. There's not written
right there underneath where? The underneath the barcode.
Mine's slightly warped.
Yeah, my
kind of like you. So we're gonna do, like I said, we're gonna do a live product review of this during the night. See how it works.
Dude, I'm gonna go take a nap.
That's because you're drunk. So
there it goes. No, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, not for. So again, I think it's manaenergypotion.com. If someone out there wants to look, Google it and throw it in the chat room, that'd be fantastic.
So what's
got a picture of a sword on it?
Yeah. Is that a sword or is it? Yeah, it is a sword.
You figured that out, huh?
It's incredible. It's a potion, and I could put it in my satchel and take it on a quest.
It is geared towards gamers. It's geared towards hardcore
yeah, just walk in.
Nerds.
It's all good.
Yeah, come on in. Don't fucking bother. Don't worry. We're not doing a show.
Don't knock.
Hey, what's going
it's
on?
It's like
here?
We're fucking or something.
Jesus. Fucking... Studio engineer just comes wandering in. We don't need you now, asshole.
You know, you go to the site. It looks like it is like kind of a draw from a D&D.
Our other shit dick is back. We don't need you anymore.
Go on with your D&D.
Pretty much he came at the same time as he came during our shows anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. Use caffeine responsibly. Contains enzymes.
He put it on the chat, Dilly. Open it up. You'll find it.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness, I see it right
click
there.
Click on the post.
Yeah, it is a very interesting little website there. It does, you know, it's funny, if you scroll down the bottom of it, yeah, it does look like you're looking in the Diablo 3 window.
$6.98. Oh my God, good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Actually, they're about, they're
$7.80 for cheaper.
They're cheaper.
How much?
$6.90 for two.
$6.90 for two.
Now, you can find these. I found them in Fry's. I've also seen them in.
Listen to this. You can get 96 of them for $331.
I've seen him in Fries. I've seen him in EB. I've seen him in GameStop.
It is always a challenge getting your man
that
up.
Big that can hold that.
You're like, you got mana. You got mana for like 14 parties and shit.
<He's> What the fuck? Dude, I'm going to raid the principal's office. We're going to need this shit. My mom's coming home soon.
Dude, I'm going to go get myself a scroll. You hold on.
I'm going to go this and supply. Go to the school of kids of ADD and just give them to them. Hand them out by the trick.
No, just one of these. Hand them out at a preschool. Have some real fun. So we'll periodically during the night, we'll check in. We'll see how everyone's feeling. See how it's working out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
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 So anyway, Trench is back. Trench, how was your vacation?
Have we already talked about that?
We already talked about that, sorry. Dude. Yeah. It was the gay shit.
Yeah, it was horrible. It rained every day, and I really just got nothing done. I just stayed in the house.
sound like you want a fucking vacation. I mean, you sound upset about this shit. You know what I mean? I want a vacation. I didn't get shit done.
Well, Trencher's the most, you know.
Are you gonna go fucking go back and clean your house and then fly back out there the next morning or what? I mean,
that sounds like a good idea. I actually kind of sort of did that because, you know, I was home for a week and I'm like, well,
the guy writes his own honey-do list. He needs to be functional at all times.
Oh yes, absolutely. And they're not lying. I mean, I do. I have to write
spank
my shit
it
down
at least once a day. Okay, I can do that.
Oh, I'm up to double digits.
Clean the dishes. Yay.
Yeah, those are double digits too, but not by choice. Oh wait.
Oh.
Don't tell me you jerk into the.
Hey, you know what? I think it's time to get a phone call. Hey, Zuzu, what's that number?
What number? You mean
the phone number for people to call in?
You mean 1-866 LV Rocks? That's 1-866-587-6257.
First caller calls in. We're going to go ahead and give you a 30-minute code for Spunky Gunk VOD. That's SpunkyGunkVOD.com. We're going to give you a 30 minutes so you can go and masturbate while listening to us. So first caller who calls in with that, we'll give it to him right now.
Hey, you know what? You got a little spank wagon. I just got a confirmation that my guest is coming. That's how spank wagon works. You get a confirmation at 7:20 during the middle of the fucking show. Yeah, I'll be there in a minute.
Great.
Yes,
rush you right in.
Yes, we're going to have Gia Ray. She's been on the show before. Artist, did a cover of my book and some of the inside pictures. It looks good. I'm going to have you guys look at it because I have it. They sent it to me.
Oh, yeah. Do you have the book with you?
I don't have the book. I got the layout.
Oh, you
layout.
Have the artwork
you
with
got
you.
The
I got the whole layout of the actual book. Yeah, it looks nice.
And when will that book be available?
That book will be available sometime in August or beginning of September.
Now, are we going to do like a big release party?
Well,
for
what
it?
We're going to do is I'm going to step back when I do my part. You guys are going to interview me as the author, so you can ask me all the scary, creepy questions that you know
that you usually ask people.
Look at the smile on his face. You gonna put? I'll be on the spank wagon hot seat. Yes,
that'll be interesting.
Great, another dull interview.
So how many times?
You were right about that too.
That's only if a studio engineer is running it. Then I'll jump in and I'll save it. So oh, okay. It'll be. Again, guys, free porn for the first caller. We're still looking for that one. Free 30-minute VOD card.
And that's courtesy of Spongy Gunk Films.
Spongy or Spongy?
Spongy.
Whatever.
Spongy.
You have the damn card in front of you.
They're over there.
There's still no video. Video aware.
What?
That's what Deborah says.
Then Deborah. Then it's you.
Because the video
because
up and
video is
right
working
now.
Fine for everyone else. I would say reboot.
Reboot. Reboot. Just like we did.
The answer to everything is reboot.
Reboot and call reboot. Me back.
Reboot, call me back. Tell me if it works. Or don't. No, if it works, don't call me back.
Don't fucking call me back.
I know. I love
why
you.
Is she going to www.xnxx?
XXN.
I don't understand this.
She looking for the pony.
Deborah, relax. You'll figure it out, honestly.
Yeah. No, just reboot. Try again. Try harder.
Try again.
XN and XX isn't us.
XNXX.
God.
Hey man, so, don't beat down don't beat down one of the seven people in the chat room. It's four of them us.
She got a question mark.
She got a question
she,
mark.
She got a question mark.
Question mark.
Screw you.
Okay.
It's
damn
you
it, baby.
You gotta write it down.
Well, then you're not getting video.
Well,
so,
there you go. Rebooted. No boobies for you.
See, Deborah forgets that we're doing a radio show. We're not here for fucking tech support. So we're still looking for that first call.
We're not at work, lady.
Yeah, no shit.
Reload, clock, cock, and reload.
Yeah, that's it.
F9.
F9.
Oh, XNXX is a porn site.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Well,
yeah, but we're not friends with those guys. We're friends with Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
Oh, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
Who brings us hotness.
Hotness.
Which Zuzu in turn, well, Zuzu in turn molests.
Well, you know, and I, from everything I've like heard, it. Because I did keep, you know, keep up with listening in the podcasts and 5 minutes of video,
really.
And it was fantastic as a listener.
Thank
so
you.
I have to
you.
Say that. It was one of those things where it's like I'm sitting at home going, oh, yeah, I see how it works out. This happens only when I leave the state. I'm gonna plan.
You missed it. I just touched all their poontang and their boobies.
Dude, she was all up in it.
That's fantastic. You know, the thing is I wonder how awesome the show is going to be when I leave the country.
When are you leaving the country?
I'm looking at actually going on a trip next summer. So, I'm going to plan on leaving the country, and then that's when you're going to like book like the holy grail of all guests or something.
Oh no,
Wozniak
no.
And
the
jobs.
Holy Grail is coming very soon.
Well, when the fuck are you leaving again?
I'm already here, though.
Oh, I'm looking to take another vacation next year.
Damn,
so
next
damn
year?
Hot.
That's too long, man.
Get out. Well, this time I'm leaving. This time I plan on leaving the country.
Damn.
So.
Where are you going, Africa?
I don't know. Maybe. Good idea.
Going back to your homeland?
He's going to go to Mecca. That's
hold on.
You go to Yemen? You go to Yemen?
Well, I got a question. What is the currency exchange rate from dollars to clicks and whistles?
Ouch.
It's about the
I don't know. I
right
can give
now
you
about
$5 for 18 twigs.
About right now is about the goddamn same.
You know, the racist level really was at a low when Trench wasn't here.
Yeah, I know.
So glad that he's back.
Yeah. We'd still be distracted by fucking tits and ass to even say a racial joke. We squeezed in like one or two.
You know what, though?
I squeezed in a few.
Yes, you did.
No, you were
you
squeezing
squeezed
something
out
else.
A few. You were.
Yeah, you squeezed.
And yet I miss.
That was that. Oh yeah, you missed out.
Yeah, you missed out, dude. But that's okay because we're working on some other stuff. We're working on a couple things. We may have another porn star next week. I don't want to curse it. We may have another one next week. We'll
from
see.
From Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir?
No, from another institution, and I'll leave it at that.
Another institution?
The insane asylum?
Oh, must be.
Well, we have to take you back first before we can get another one
fuck
from there.
Fuck you, dude! I ain't going back.
Is it another chick with something extra?
It might be, or it might not.
Oh, ding dong! All right,
I gotta point out: if Murph is booking it, it is cock. If I'm booking it, it's a woman.
Thank
and
you,
if
Richard.
Trencher's booking it, then I'm all over it.
I gotta point that out.
I'll point it
you know,
out
here's
too.
The thing: I actively go and
his
find
will
people.
Point it out too.
Yeah, she'll point it out. Just turn around at sundown. I actively go out and look for bookings. You just wait for them to fall in your lap.
And look at how awesome they are.
Yes,
they
was. I cannot complain one fucking bit. Yes, I had a smile on my face for like fucking 2 weeks. This year. I was like, he's like, your house is on fire. Really?
I never would have known. All right, guys. So why don't we go ahead and cut to our first break?
Then we come back. We're going to bring
G.O.B. in. And then we got some actual discussion to do this week. A little bit of news, stuff like that.
And someone from Star Trek.
Well, he was. I knew he was.
What are you, like the white Uhura?
Dude, fuck you.
All right, we're going to go on break. Take us out, baby.
All right.
Not you. You're not, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ah. Good evening. Spankwagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Wow. I do enjoy a little audio rape right there. Holy shit.
I just had a white boy moment. I don't have that many. I don't have many of those.
All right, boys and girls, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
So what's going on, y'all?
We have a guest.
We have a guest. You sound so excited.
Woo!
Everybody, we have Gia Ray. She's been on the show before. You remember the procedure of talking to the microphone?
Yes.
There we go.
Like a big black dick. Get your mouth right up on it, girl.
And don't let it hit you in the back of the throat. That's pretty
That's
much the rule.
Best, actually.
So
work
Gia,
off that gag reflex.
Let everybody know what you do. Not for a living, because your job is fucking boring. No, let me ask you a question about your job, matter of fact. She does our work, guys. Let me ask you about your job.
Yeah,
I call your cell
out.
Phone, right? You never fucking answer. I get the machine. What is this? If you have any inhabitable animals?
No, I do property management, so inhabitable items like water heaters, air conditioners.
Wait, what's inhabitable?
Yeah, it makes your house unlivable.
Okay.
So you talk about like the West Side?
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about Northtown?
Okay. West Side.
West you
side.
Mean Decap's house.
So oops, I mean, so inhabitable, what do you mean? Like shit you just can't throw away or what?
No, like the water heater is leaking in the garage and you have no home.
Well, I could live through that.
So if you have something that's preventing your house from being habitable.
Yes.
Okay.
So
yeah,
air conditioning, water.
Means.
What else is shit?
You didn't know what it was either. No one all like hoity-toity with me, you little redheaded cunt. Shit.
The thing is, yeah. It's like my power was out so many times while I was growing up. I didn't know that was a habitable item or anything. You know,
he got used to being hot.
Yeah, we did.
I just thought open, it was sweaty.
Had to take the board. You had to take the boards off the windows during the day, let the air, and put the boards
what
back up
mean,
at night.
The what was that? The tinfoil.
Wait, when did they put hammers in crack houses?
Tinfoil's not safe enough. What's that?
When they put hammers in crack houses?
You got to break up them rocks somehow.
That's right.
Kids got to have something to play with.
So last time you was on the show, Gia.
Now remind everybody what Gia does.
You didn't bring any artwork, but this time you brought some artwork for us.
Yes, it is.
So we don't have to squint at the laptop looking at the MySpace picture.
So is the camera up?
What camera is up. The camera's up right there.
So we have a point on some artwork.
Wait, Gia, you've got live video right there. You're looking at the universe, or the universe is looking at you. Take your pick.
You know what? Were you here when we first put it in?
No,
Yeah, there was a camera here.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys, the still shots. I don't think we had the live video, though.
No, she may have been the first one.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I
really don't.
So, all right, well, I guess we're going to show some work, or?
Yeah, we're going to show a little bit.
Well, tell us what you're working on lately. What's your newest, fad to do?
Right now I've been working on bigger stuff, a lot bigger than these little boards I have here.
Now, if you go to MySpace, dude. The picture looks huge. You open it up, right? The motherfucker's like huge. I'm like,
enormous.
Damn, that's a nice picture.
How am I going to fit that on my mantle?
Yeah, this you brought the shit in. I was like, the fuck is this? You can like hang like 100 of them in the bathroom.
I got like
call
bathroom tiles like this. That's it. You know? It's all right, though. That's cool.
It's
don't worry
stuff.
About it. We deal.
So, okay, what's the latest thing? I mean, what do you go through phases? Do you like the woman with the head cut off? What made you in the decapitation mode? I fucking love that drawing.
I was very mad at my sister-in-law.
I don't like you. I'm not going to hit off my picture.
Repressed white woman.
Die, family,
yeah,
die.
I was just mad, and that's just what came out. So.
Oh, I like this one.
What was the situation behind that?
I don't want to go into that.
Yeah, that's what Spankwagon's for. We get out what people don't want to fucking say.
Exactly. So you say you're working on something bigger. Something,
yeah.
Well, what, we're talking like bigger physically, like canvas size or a big project or...
Something naked, like normal. And something decapitated.
Like normal.
Yep. There's going to be a little bit splash of color in my next one, so...
Very cool.
Is that going to be semen or is it going to be something else? Because with the naked decapitations,
that's
I got to
ask. That's not really got some color in it. I mean, it's
white's a color.
Not.
Yes, it is a color.
There'll be color?
Clear is not a color.
Fluorescent clear.
I can't paint shiny very well.
Can't paint shiny.
Yeah, you can. You get your little smear it on there.
So what did you work on earlier this year? For a certain somebody.
This is called baiting a question.
In the studio.
I really don't, I can't remember.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I worked on some random Negro shit. I don't know.
So what did you work on?
So many words. Yes.
What did you work on?
The cover for your book.
Yes. The cover to my book. And you can see the cover at www.jamesellsworld.com.
Wait, you have your own website? This is the first we're hearing about?
Yeah, half of it works. It's like Spankwagon.
So it's...
So it's not quite rigged properly.
I was going to say, it's Afro-American engineer.
It's like, I got like 8 links and only two of the pages work. And the rest of the site is like, shows like houses and trees and some shit, you know, the little pictures they put in. It's a little dummy website. You know, you don't have to put in no HTML code anymore. You just add pictures. So how did you feel working on the project?
It was all right. I liked it. I enjoyed reading your book.
You finish it?
Yeah, most of it. I'm on like the last.
So, no, she didn't finish it.
That means that's
pretty
like
much after I finished the pictures, I stopped reading it, except for when you sent it to me again today.
So. It was like she got to page 8. Like, just tell me what the rest is about.
I'm just gonna skip to the back. Read the
last
prologue.
Page.
I'm noticing a severe lack of Spankwagon on your website.
On what website? No, it's, I mentioned it. Look, in liquor, about the author. What does it fucking say? Read that motherfucker, verbatim. What does it say?
Oh, shit. It's under your picture here. You grew up, you were born in August of 77, grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada. When not writing, he attends college and spends time with his wife and their dogs. He is a co-host of the internet radio show Spankwagon.net and author of Absolutely Shameless.
So yes. You did put it there. Yes.
I glanced over.
And that's in the back of the book of every fucking book.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So don't say shit.
Wow.
Don't you say shit, bitch.
Motherfucker, you don't be talking nothing. So, okay. Is he as much of a prick about the artwork as he is about everything else? Is he nitpicking about, no, I wanted the titties to be bigger. Is he like that, or is he just letting you do free reign?
Well, he gave me a list of what he wanted.
But no, I did let it go free reign.
Well, she looked like a freaking short order cook? Yeah, how many times did he kick it back with more suggestions?
Every other week.
No, now she's fucking lying. I'm not a fucking book Nazi shit. What is wrong with this picture? You need to redo this picture. No, I mean, she's
book
no.
Book Nazi.
I drew two of almost everything, so figured he'd like it.
I know. She was afraid. She was afraid I was going to come and steal some shit from her house.
I was going to say, come and loot and rape her.
I told you, I need a new TV.
I know what I want to talk about. I want to talk about why you didn't almost make the show tonight.
Yep, we're going to call you.
You found $20, I hear.
Yes, I did.
So how you find this $20 all
I gotta
of
tell
a sudden?
You, he ratted you out in a heartbeat.
She found it
email.
In her panties.
I got an email. It says, she ain't coming. She ain't got no gas. I said, are you kidding me? He said, no. Said, her and her husband share a car. They don't have gas. So I was like, wow, that's
how
sad.
How they going to get to work? They ain't going to never have gas.
He said it was enough gas for him to get to work.
Yeah.
That's what she said. So
and
I was like,
$20.
He's like that. And the thing is, he stretched it out. He's like, that's really
that's sad. You know, it's funny. She said there's enough gas for him to get to work. It looks like you're walking home, motherfucker.
But yeah, so it's so where did you get this mysterious
$20?
My mom gave it to me.
There you go.
I love mom.
Begging and pleaded or?
Well, she gave me $20 yesterday and I lost it.
How do you lose?
How do you lose $20
in a slot machine?
Oh, I bumped into it. Oh no!
On a, on a crack rock, or in my case, on World of Warcraft cards. God, I'm sad.
God, you are so gay.
You spent $20 on World of Warcraft cards,
dude. I wish I spent $20 on World of Warcraft cards.
Dude, you spent more than that.
How old are you?
yep. You know why? Let me tell you why.
You did not spend $20. You did not.
Okay,
you
let's see. This week I bought 3 starter decks. One was 15, the other 2 were 10, and probably about 6 or 7 booster packs at $4 each.
How do you remember all that?
What the fuck's a booster pack?
That's his job.
Less cards than
his
a starter.
His job is to remember shit that no one else cares about.
Pretty
Does
much.
It come with Pokemon?
No.
Oh,
no.
I love
But you know what's funny? The reason
I love your Pokemon. It is so fantastic.
The reason I play the game, and I don't want to sidetrack from the interview, is my kids used to watch me play World of Warcraft. They always wanted to play, and I didn't want my kids
You're going to throw your kids out of the bus.
No, I didn't want my kids spending the entire summer strapped to a monitor playing the game.
Like
so
daddy.
Joined
like daddy. So instead what I did is I went and I bought the cards, and we all play together as a family. Me, my wife, and the kids, we all play. So it's something we can do together, and it's something that they're interested in, and it's a lot of fun. So we're a big nerd family. So
so where can everyone go see your beautiful artwork there, Gia?
Yes, now that I've sidetracked everything.
Just mostly on my MySpace.
Say it very clearly now.
Mostly on my MySpace.
Clearly, not Barry White.
what's the email address?
And the name is?
artbygia@yahoo.com or myspace.com/GRA.
There we go.
/Gia. R-A?
G-I-A.
G-I-A.
Right.
G-I-A-R-A-Y.
Clearly.
So what's the drawing that you want to do that you're afraid to take on?
Other than James L's ass.
Because that shit is huge.
You don't got enough canvas to cover that, baby.
We don't have enough black paint to
I
cover that
enough.
Shit.
Get me another dozen Sharpies.
I need those big ones. I don't know what you're getting with those little tiny ones.
She's like, Sharpies, fuck you. Click, 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 click. Krylon.
And just so you know, it's not a painting of night. She puts a little red pimple on it.
It's mercury.
That's some fucked up
shit.
Yeah,
what's the...
Why that guy's a bunch of motherfuckers.
That's decaf under the bus. What's he doing down there?
In the back or in the front?
Underneath it. What's the painting that you, the project you want to take on, but you're kind of hesitant to because it seems kind of daunting?
Daunting.
Right.
People have often asked me to draw lesbians.
Wait, that's in here, though, isn't it? Wait,
no.
That was you last week.
No. The cover is holding a little head, not getting a little head.
Lesbians First off, don't for the, give head.
For the lesbians, let's just give it up right there. For the lesbians. Forever shall reign lesbianical tyranny.
So why are you afraid to draw?
Yeah, why are you afraid to... Is there something that you need to tell your husband
instead
back
of,
here? I mean,
instead of two boobs,
it was his idea.
It's his idea?
Yes, pervert.
Is there something you want to ask her to do that you're a little afraid of, apparently? No? He's like, no, I fucking ask her. She keeps saying no.
So what's the difficulty then? Why is it so hard to do lesbians then?
Well,
you just got to make two of these.
All you got to do is take your one picture with the girl in the guy's lap and just add hair to the motherfucker and just call it a girl.
Erase the penis.
Put the lips on that motherfucker.
How about letting her answer?
Okay.
I hate you, Trencher.
Welcome back, motherfucker.
Such a dick.
Did you hear that?
Anyways.
Did anyone hear that breaking sound? That was the bus coming to a screeching halt.
Yes, okay.
That's what Trencher brings to the party.
Okay, go ahead and you answer the question.
Why is it so hard to do lesbians?
I don't know. I haven't drawn them yet. I don't
get
know
this
if a lot
paper.
Of...
All right.
I don't know if a lot of people will accept it. Especially the people down at First Friday.
Okay, if there's anybody who won't accept lesbians, you let me know, and I will personally come and kick the holy shit out of them. Okay?
So, I'll draw some lesbians. I'll start with
stick figures. Here we go.
So is it more for First Friday? Okay, if someone requested to pay you, someone says, hey, I'm going to pay you $1,000. Draw me some goddamn lesbians. You say that you're going to throw no goddamn lesbians?
Oh, I would so draw some lesbians.
I know you will. You throw a whole motherfucking... You
since
go,
everybody if, already if, assumes if, they are and have vaginas got, all over them.
If you don't have $20 for gas, you would draw as a goddamn lesbian.
Be a vagina orgy.
I'd draw whatever you'd want.
What happened?
Lesbians.
We got stick figure lesbians over
with
here.
Hair.
With hair. So you don't... I guess... Not maybe something that you would afraid to be... Because it wouldn't be accepted. It's something you think maybe would really push your limits, and you don't know if you could pull it off. What would that be that you'd be afraid to start?
I can't draw Lance. Pimp hats.
You can't draw pimp hats.
Uh-uh.
Is that like a mental block?
Yeah.
How about a landscape? Can you do a landscape?
Yeah, I've painted kind of an ocean view landscape with the sun going down.
Acrylic or oil?
Oils.
So you could, in theory, then conquer this fear by drawing a landscape and then putting a giant pimp hat on a mountain.
Might.
See, hey, there you go.
What do you mean pimp hat?
Well, actually, I just
can't draw pimp hats.
The other one
draw
I requested.
Draw me a pimp hat because I don't know what it looks like.
I can't.
You can't do it.
Oh, you said, I thought you said pimp hat. You said pimp hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I'll tell you the story
like
behind
what
that
you
one.
Wear.
I requested it for my story.
A pimp hat.
And she drew it twice, and I didn't use either
it's
one.
It's all right. I wouldn't have used it either.
It was more like a
is
derby
that,
than a pimp hat. But
is that a 10-gallon hat with a feather? What's going on with this thing?
That's kind of
yeah,
what
it looks
it
like
was.
A bucket.
But the other one I requested an 8-track tape. She didn't know what a fucking 8-track tape looked like.
I draw you
8-track. That's it.
I thought it was a track, not 8-track. So I was all like hyped up when I found out about that.
Decaf, for your birthday, I'm getting you a bucket and I'm putting a big feather in it. I'm calling it your pimp hat. I'm gonna say Rubbermaid on the side. I'll put it like a feather boa around it. It'll be great. This is your pimp hat.
Some scotch tape.
There you go.
But I tell you, the drawings though are great. They're magnificent. They were fast too. I was like, I need them in 2 days. Next thing you know, we meet up at Applebee's. She had like a whole fucking like portfolio and shit. I was like, God damn. So that's really good work.
Now remind everyone again, your artwork is mainly based on circles, right?
Schwerties.
Vaginas.
The little tiny vaginas all over the body. I'm a big fan of that. I did, you know,
actually,
this was this the one that
like
I liked?
Some sort of cell.
Yeah, really I really don't know what they are.
They're just a. That's a dude. They're just like.
That's a dude.
Hey, that's a nurse. That's cool.
What made you choose circles and not squares?
Dude, I see some squares. There's some squares in here.
Dude, did you guys see this one?
I got some squiggly lines.
Like right off the bat, I'm thinking perfect circle, the nurse will love me.
Can we put some of the pictures to the camera?
I did.
Here, put these. Zeus, try these ones too. Let's put the little panels up there.
Here, check these ones out.
We're handing around the portfolio here, and we're gonna put them up on the camera. For those of you that aren't watching the camera, you're stupid. So
So who's Rosemary?
That's my grandmother that just passed away.
And she's the one you used to draw with her in her kitchen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
See, look, I do remember. I wasn't that drunk. That drunk. Murphy, you like tits more than vagina. No, I'd have to say it's about a 50-50 split.
Well, in these pictures, you have both.
Yeah, exactly.
So what? Really, so have you? Did you draw anything out of inspiration from your grandma since she passed, or no?
Just the picture.
Just the picture of her?
Yeah, I was just couldn't really draw anything else. I just started drawing that one. So.
Is it hard to look at afterwards, or you just kind of?
No, I keep changing it. Keep changing it and drawing.
You know what it is? It's probably because you're so close to her. It's kind of hard at times to really capture, you know, her in one image because, you know, she's so special to you. That's how, you know.
So
that's what happens sometimes.
Awesome, Gia. So where can people see you physically here in Vegas? Because we do have listeners in Vegas, contrary to popular belief. Where can people actually come and see you?
Well, I don't really have a studio or anything going on right now. I may be doing the next First Friday at the end of, the beginning of September.
Mm-hmm. And where will you be at First Friday?
What month are we
on
in?
The side. With the beat up tables.
And the
no tablecloth.
The shit blowing all the artwork blowing.
Blowing off table.
You're like, God damn. It's like you beat on the side. I pick up shit and be like, oh shit, this is Gia's.
What the? I gotta give
I'm
her money for this now. Shit.
I'm paying for this.
All right, now let's look in the background here. We have your husband, right, Gia? Husband or boyfriend?
Husband.
Husband. Husband. Let's turn around here. Let's make him feel uncomfortable. So
he's a nice looking gent.
He's nice and tattooed up, which makes
gent?
Me happy.
Is that you
I'm said? Mad at him right now.
You're mad. Why are you mad at him right now?
Because he's trying to grow a mustache.
He obviously isn't trying very hard.
That's about 3 months in the making.
Wait, hold on.
Let me
get the camera on that.
Get a little Rogaine on the upper lip there, buddy.
3 months you've been growing that? That? What is it? I don't see.
What's
he's
that?
Indian, so
dude,
there isn't anything.
Borrow one of her markers. You can have a Fu Manchu in 5.5 seconds.
Yeah, come on over here, man. Come on over here. Look at that. Let's get the.
Wow. That's 3 months?
So,
no shit.
So James, what do you think of your wife's artwork? Are you a big fan, or are you kind of like you don't get it? Which is it?
I really like her artwork. I'm the one actually who first did the lesbian thing, and she was like, no.
But I'm working on it.
Trying to get her to do some titty on titty action.
So wait, are you working on the lesbian thing, or are you working on a lesbian drawing?
The drawing, not becoming one.
Oh shit! Mic. Somebody get a mic on here.
Yeah, I keep pulling up. Yeah, well, you got to get down here, Sarah. So you dig her artwork?
Yeah, I dig it a lot.
And do you ever pose for any of her artwork?
Oh, all of it.
Yeah, that's him, right?
He's the nurse.
Oh, God, I don't want the drawings no more. Cancel the contract.
Done.
We have a fixed laptop for artwork contract between us.
Like, this ass is on that. This is a girl.
Okay, so anything you want to ask?
Okay, so what do you do for a living, sir?
I do security right now, but I'm looking to do something else, hopefully.
Apparently he's looking to do lesbians, aren't we all?
So what piece of artwork do you like the most by?
I really like all of them. That one with the head, though, she's holding is pretty brutal.
What is that? Do you have the one? You don't have the one with in between the lab, do you?
That's on my MySpace. I'm working on it.
You know that's my motherfucking drawing, right?
Yeah, I know.
You know that's my shit, right?
We talked about that.
I know we did. That's my motherfucker. That shit ain't going to no one else.
So if you go to my MySpace page, you can see go to the unfinished art.
Yeah, it's
and see
like
what I'm working on right
got
now.
You got the decapitated head right between the girl's legs. It's fucking, yes. You know me.
You have to see it.
That is the best way to get head.
If it's not sick and disgusting, I may not pay attention to it.
That's me. All right.
Well, guys, we're going to wrap it up. And we're about to go on break. And Gia, once again, can you tell us where we can go to see y'all? Artwork in your Barry White voice.
In your Barry White voice.
You can go to myspace.com/GiaRay.
And what's the email again?
artbygia@yahoo.com.
Cool.
Art by Gia.
Gia. Again, thanks for coming in. I dig your stuff. It's very cool looking. And I like the little.
I
almost kind of prefer the little plaques versus like a regular canvas.
Yeah, the little plaques are pretty nice.
That's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, I expect
you gotta start working on a bigger plaque.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I thought I was. That's what I was expecting. You could trust me. You go to MySpace, the shit looks fucking.
Yeah, it looks huge. You're expecting this thing to come. Like, she's gonna have to get a dolly to bring this shit in here. It comes with these plaques. I'm like, okay, this is still cool. I mean, I don't get this.
Well, these are a lot one of my smaller ones. Because I learned when you're at First Friday or you're in a smaller gallery that people come to a lot, they want to buy something a lot smaller.
That they can take with them.
That they can carry, yeah.
You know, cool. I've only noticed that people want big shit. I couldn't sell my little shit to save my life, so I started making giant shit.
Because nothing on you, baby, is little.
Mm. Who wants to buy a big old turd anyway? We'd rather buy the little. And with that, I think we're going to go ahead and take a break.
Are right, we going to take a break?
Spank Wagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Yeah.
Spankwagon Radio tells you that you need to go to canishosting.com to find out web hosting deals. Quality web hosting for as little as $1.99 a month. Small price, but huge features. PHP, Python, Perl, SQL, cPanel, Site Builder, and a lot more. We use it. We really think you should, too. And if you go to canishosting.com right now, use the coupon code SPANKWAGON, and they will even hook you up with a discount.
Yeah. thinking. Make you stay worship and listen, try to see what you're thinking. Through the hole in your dome while I'm holding my own. Get so cold in the zone, I'm destroying my clothes. I can fill a fucking room up with torture and pain. Blood of a lyrical dragon that is causing my veins. It's a trilogy of terror, realty from my era. Let us figure with open agility that is scare you because I hate y'all. Only ass people when I hate having on Joe when I hate bougie ass clubs that don't be having no bitches to recognize in the flow when I hate when I can't hurt somebody and I hate when I ain't got dough when I hate that people feel to the apology rocking as a part of losing control.
No, I'm sorry, guys. I just read in the chat room at Radio X UK just asked me how long did it take me to sit down after last week's show. You know what happened last week's show, though, Churcher. For people who don't know, I got the shit whooped out of me by Starry.
By a little white girl in my shoe.
She hit me so hard she almost broke her fucking hand off. It was nice. It was real nice.
Damn, holy poop. That's a hard ass.
Guys, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
So I've been spanked.
Yes, been you whipped. Have been spanked.
But I don't know which one was worse. I think the whipping was a little bit. I don't know.
The whipping.
I think the whipping wasn't as good because the bitch was ugly. But the bitch,
yes,
the bitch playing a dude that's supposed to be playing a.
Yeah, okay. The woman playing a guy who wants to be a woman.
Okay,
my head hurts.
And what's that show? I never
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep.
But yeah, so the whooping was brutal. But Starry, yeah, whooped my ass. That's pretty fucking nice.
She was good. Hey, by the way, I threw this out into the
would
chat.
Never, that she would never be the same.
Never be the same. I threw this out into the chat room. I'm gonna throw it out now. First person to email me Murphy@spankwagon.net gets a 30-minute VOD card.
Why don't we have him drop the radio at spankwagon.net?
Well, because I'm sitting here and watching the email right now. So yeah, first person to email me Murphy@spankwagon.net gets a 30-minute VOD code for Spongy Gunk.
Spongy Gunk.
Films. We love those guys.
Spongy.
Spongy Gunk.
Also, we are still looking for someone to call in, too. So if you want to call in and win, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
Free audio.
I love that shit, man. I know. All right.
Okay, now like you took one in the butt.
She just gets up and runs around screaming.
I love when you show me that video with the girl first thing in the ass, and she expected like the dude just fucking stuck it up.
Oh
there.
Yeah, he accidentally stuck it in her ass, and she collapses, and he collapses on her, and you see her foot twitching. Oh, I love that one. Oh, and there is we got a winner, Deborah, in the chat room. I swear by my life and the love of it, I will never live for the sake of another man, nor ask another man to live for mine.
What?
I don't know. It's her
That's
signature
a hell of a
line.
Sig.
So, Deborah, I will send you out a porn code here in just a few minutes. I do want to bring something up real quick.
Yes.
Friend of the show, Ariel Evertitz, who we were supposed to have on, communication snafu. I talked to her this week. This week, something quite fucked up happened.
What happened?
She got mugged and beat up.
Some fucked up shit, man.
On the road, purely because she's a tranny. And...
Where did this take place at?
It happened here in town. I don't know where. She's supposed to file the police report. She's kind of nervous about filing it, I think. She doesn't really want to...
Is it in her neighborhood? Or people that know her? Or she just...
I think it might have been at a bar or something. And it's just... To me, I hate seeing this happen. Not because it's a friend of mine, but I hate seeing this happen in general. And the reason for that is, when people have opinions, it's fine to have an opinion. But when you go out and stalk someone for the specific purpose of causing physical harm to them because you don't like them, that's fucked up. You know, guys who go and hunt down gay guys or people who go and hunt down black guys.
Yeah, I mean, if someone called me and said, fuck you, nigga, I'll be like, you know, fuck you, cracker. But, I mean, you come over and start trying to fucking hang me, I'm going to run your ass
exactly.
over.
Exactly.
But, but you
let's
know,
go get us a nigger and lynch
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it in the human psyche that drives people to do this?
I don't know. It's some sick shit. I don't know what. I don't know if it's a mind. I don't know if it's a twisting. I don't know. What do you think, Tricher, make people fucking...
just flip off like that. Flip out like this.
It's hard to say. I think a lot of it has to do with actual, like, being territorial. I mean, you got different types of people, different types of color, skin, gender, ethnicity, identity. And I think that what happens is someone gets comfortable in their own skin and they forget that you really should allow other people to have their own skin, if you will. You know, so we get, I guess you could say that kind of the word would be tribal or kind of the word would be territorial. You know, I mean, that's why we have, you know, these organizations where like-minded people, whether it's good or bad, you know, they do group together. They cluster together. And when you get that mob mentality or that...
We're better than you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They'll come there.
And it goes both positive and negative in that respect, you know. So you have to look at it in both sides, you know. Sometimes it's done for good. Sometimes it's done for bad. Sadly, more times for bad, at least that's, you know, how it's reported. But, I mean, that's my opinion. That's always been my opinion, is just the fact that, you know, me, middle, you know, average white guy from the Midwest, you know, being absolutely 100% closed-minded, can't accept the fact that, you know, or I can, I should say, before someone misquotes me on my own show, but, you know, I can accept other people for who they are, for what they do, for what they say, and kind of water off my back and don't give a shit. But, you know, there's people out there that can. I mean, there's just, Jesus, listen to 7:20 a.m. here in Vegas.
Yeah, no.
You want to hear some fucked up shit on a terrestrial radio station right there. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of rambling at this point. Don't have my thoughts put together yet.
No, no, that's fine. What about you, Zoo?
I like it.
What about you, Zoo? Why do you think people drive to fucking do some fucked up shit like that?
Because their parents raised them that way.
You think it's back to the parents?
It's an ongoing, terrible virus that's plugged into their little tiny brains forever and ever.
You know, something to that, actually. I made the biggest mistake in my life when I was a child, and I dropped the N-bomb in a malicious manner in front of my dad to another person, to a kid on my block. Yeah, my dad kicked my ass all the way
Good.
Up and down the block, and then he made me write out the definition. He actually had one of those, I don't know why my dad would have a dictionary, an unabridged dictionary, but he made me write the definition.
They got dictionaries in Iowa?
Yes.
they
you
got
know,
paper?
I obviously listened to the show, so we have internet and electricity as well.
Holy shit, do you drive cars down there too?
Tractors, baby, all the way. Anyhow. All
right.
So, you know, basically, he made me write out the definition, and it, you know, made me realize, oh shit, you know, not only am I being completely ignorant, which is what Deb said in the chat room here, but I, you know, I got my ass kicked, and from that point on, I kind of went, okay, now I get it, you know. And a lot of people laugh because, look, I'll be honest, you know, some of the other stuff that I do here for the studio, you know, I engineer the hip hop shows. I brought, you know, Classic in, and I do the engineering for their show and stuff. And
you brought my black ass in.
You know, that was Murphy. I said no, of course no. But the whole thing is the fact that, you know, it's like, people are looking at me like, but you're, you know, you're a geek, you're a tech guy, you're a nerd, you're a loser. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know,
hey,
I like
thanks.
This shit and move on. You know, it's something I enjoy, so I don't have to conform. I don't have to be
exactly,
you know, like them or of a like mind. I just have to enjoy the product. And hey, I guess that's just kind of the way I look at it. You know, that's the way I was taught and that's the way I was raised.
You know, I see a lot of this that comes out. It's primarily fear. And when it comes into a racial situation, it's, I'm afraid of that black guy. I'm afraid of that Mexican guy. I'm afraid of them. But when it comes to more of a sexual thing, it's, I'm going to beat the shit out of you because I'm attracted to you and I don't want to admit it. You know, it's more.
No, I don't always agree with that statement.
I see it, and I see it a lot. The same.
What?
Is someone at our door? Let me look.
I don't think so. What about you, Gina?
Wait, you were making your point.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's I think it's a fear
ADD.
Of things that either you want or you can't accept, or something that you've been brought up to hate and yet you find yourself attracted to. You know, especially in a sexual situation. You know, it's just, oh, I don't know how to respond to this, so the only thing I really have is violence. I mean, it's not uncommon for that kind of response. And when it comes to a racial item, it's mainly motivated out of fear. The fear may not be direct, it may be something else. Like a lot of the Minutemen guys, I can tell you, a lot of them, they're not afraid for our country. It's, I'm afraid of people that don't look like me, and I'm going to shoot them. And that's what it really comes down to, fear and not being able to accept something.
And what about you, G? How you feel about it? Have you been in situations?
Well, mostly everything that something like that would happen has happened to them before makes person not like it for some reason. If it was like a family member that did that, they might not like it. So of course they're not going to like it if they see it somewhere else.
That's a good point.
So have you ever seen it or experienced it or know anybody that was totally? But see, I know that you're not like that. But I mean, do you have anyone in your family that is, or anybody that you know, or anything like that?
Well, I know I do have some racist friends, and.
Racist in what way?
Hey, like, so does James L.
Hey, so I mean, honest, so do I. And noise is shit.
So do I.
We all do.
So yeah. Would they ever get to the point where they would act out in violence, or is it more just talking? And then the black guy walks by and they just look the other way and shit?
They just talk.
So just talk shit. So what makes you think that person would take that next step and actually?
Well, I do know one of my brother's friends was beat up by a black guy, and then from then he started
hating black guys.
Yeah. But he doesn't so much anymore, but he did for a while there. And I think that influence from his friends on the situation also helped. And probably they never did anything, but wouldn't be surprised. You know.
Hey, guys, if you've got something you want to kick into this conversation, you can always put it in the chat room or you can call us directly. 1-866-LB-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear other people's opinions on this. I mean, shit, maybe we're wrong, you know?
Respect Wagon. Wagon is never wrong.
No. And I'll respect that statement because a lot of times you want to speak about people who can't show that tolerance, and can't show that respect to just any other human. It's because they also can't say, oh, I'm wrong. They can't sit there and go, that point needs a little bit of, I need to put a little thought behind that point, that opinion, that, that way of looking at things,
Yeah, the whole Magic Johnson is a black man and Tupac is a nigga. You know what I'm saying? That whole attitude. That, because of the way they are, because Magic Johnson appears to be more, white accepted than he's considered to be.
Well, hell, don't even say that. Say Obama.
Well, shit. Obama, Wayne Brady, and Magic Johnson.
Are you being racist, sir?
No, they're all. They've all done the right thing. They've taken the bass out of their voice, not to scare the white people.
Yeah, but everybody loved Barry White. Right, Gia?
Yeah.
Oh, I love me some Barry White.
Baby.
Hey, yo, Quaalude Man's back in the house. No, It's perception, how you perceive things, how you perceive people. And I think it's really sad when someone takes that I don't want to say irrational fear, because maybe it is rational. Maybe they got the shit knocked out of them one time, or maybe they got hit on and butt raped in a bathroom by a gay guy. But taking that fear and then physically going and hunting another human being down to enact revenge for something that may or may not have happened to you, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
what kind of a world do we live in, really?
Unfortunately, that is the kind of world we live in, and that's, again, back to my main point, is I think a lot of it has to do with people, people have their clans, or people have their...
Hey, don't say clans.
No, I mean it.
I got a rally this week.
Yeah, but your ass uses Snoopy bed sheets. The whole thing is, though, is people have their clans or their groups or their people that they think alike, and unfortunately, they get into that mentality. You go out there and you find, let's all be honest. We all have a hobby or something that we do that we look, I'll just say it. We go online and we look for something within that hobby and we get in amongst that like-minded set of people. And, I'm a car guy, so I'll just go with one of my hobbies, cars. Chrysler. I love my Chrysler. Oh, Chevys are all crap. Well,
then you get to a person like me that don't really know cars. And then when you guys are having a car conversation, it's like, the fuck you still doing there? You know what I mean?
But look what I just did, though. Chrysler. GM's all crap.
But it's not like you and your car buddies go out and find a guy who drives a Ford, pull him out of his car, and knock the shit out of him on the side of the road.
But you're looking at it in various stages. You're looking at it in different stages. Different groups are going to have a different reaction.
But what is it in the human psyche that takes us make that step? What is it?
What makes you fucking snap like that?
Exactly.
Anger, frustration.
What makes you feel? Yeah, what makes you feel like it's like is right? Is it like is it more of a laugh and fucking kicks kind of thing, or is it is it actual anger, or is it just do you think they just use it for excuse, or it could be one person, like you said, it could be two people, maybe one person started and says, "Don't be a fucking bitch, man, kicker," whatever, is it that kind of thing, or
man, I don't know what it is. There's got to be something that switches on that makes you say, okay, I need to go and enact an act of physical violence against this person because they are or they're doing something that I don't agree with.
I mean, it's not even like they dated the boyfriend, dated the girlfriend,
no,
or just, you know, shit like that where, you know, emotions will get involved. It's just pure fucking hate, you know.
It's hate. People hate people.
Pure fucking evil.
The one thing I always wonder, though, and I think I know where you're coming from with this, Merv, is where does that hate come from that, you know, they
can't... Man's inhumanity to man.
Humans' inhumanity to human. You know, where does that hate come from? Where does that anger truly, truly come from? You know, there's the nature versus nurture argument. You know...
Good point.
You mentioned it. I think, Zoo, you mentioned it earlier.
I'm sorry.
The parents or whatever like that. There's the nurture part where you're taught this. There's the nurture part where you're either taught to accept people for, you know, who and what and why and how they are, or you're taught not to accept them and you just go animal ballistic.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, I mean, in a, you know, unfortunately we'll never see this, but in that pure nature, what would happen? You know, we do separate into our tribes, we do separate into our clans or groups or whatever you want to call them, you know, but do we, I would love to be able to go and find out, you know, what happens. You know, I guess this is
what
my
those,
last...
Yeah, or what does it go through, like, Israel and Palestine?
Yeah,
what are you taught as a kid?
And what would those separating factors be? Would it be purely based on race or sexuality
but
or
we
religion?
Do know,
what would it be that would really break us? Say if civilization were to break down and implode on itself tomorrow.
Right.
What would be the defining factor that would
hysterical.
Break us down into our groups? What would it be?
Well, the supposed virus that Will Smith found a cure
we
for.
We would eat ourselves. Really?
Oh,
we would
sorry.
Go completely insane and eat each other.
Babies you know
would be on pikes.
Yeah. You're probably, you know what, you're probably very correct.
You are very correct.
I know what I am.
The question is, though, is, I mean, let's take
when
a look
I
at it.
When I cue in, you will know that I'm right.
Everybody just give a yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we see the titties now?
I guess I got to show you mine.
No! Yes.
No! I prettied one of them up, though.
Let me see.
Oh, that's right. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
I need a lesbian model for my picture.
You're not a lesbian.
Don't look at me and say that.
Well, you said you had boobs.
You know what's great?
I used to have man boobs. He has the man boobs now.
Zuzu put her hand right up. Didn't even hesitate. She's like, I'll be a lesbian model. Don't be some vagina and I'll lick it.
All right. So we're digressing. Why don't we switch gears a bit?
Yeah, let's switch gears. Let's take it to the completely ridiculous. Hey, guess who's got a new tell-all book coming out?
Who's got a new tell-all book coming out?
Screech.
Oh, fuck off.
Screech is writing a Saved by the Bell tell-all book.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, let me read this. This is from...
Zach's a fag, isn't he?
No, he's not. In fact, he has a sex tape with him fucking two women, but they're both fat.
He's got his own dildo, too.
Yeah, he does. He does have a cock model. Screech writes Saved by the Bell tell-all. This is from NYMag.com. Sometimes a book deal comes along that you never knew you were waiting for, but once it's announced, you realize... that it's been your secret wish all along, which explains our reaction to the news that Dustin Diamond, whose high-pitched nerdy exploits as Samuel Screech Powers figured prominently for nearly 13 years in Saved by the Bell incarnations. Yeah, he did Saved by the Bell, Saved by the Bell College Years, and The New Generation, and that was the one with the blind guy with the visor, I think. And,
I never knew that one
yes.
was out there.
Plus, he had his own sex tape, has jumped on the tell-all bandwagon behind the bell, which Gotham Books preempted from Objective Entertainment's Jared Weisfeld. Promises to detail sexual escapades among cast members, drug use, and hardcore partying. For those of you that spent untold hours...
So they've been at the Spankwagon studio.
Exactly. For those of you that spent untold hours in your formative years memorizing, I'm so excited, and the entire back catalog of Zack Attack, this is the greatest book tale in the history of the universe. But Diamond, with an assist from veteran ghostwriter Alan Goldshire, will really strike pop culture gold if he can answer our most burning question... What if Miss Bliss had moved to Bayside along with Saved by the Bell instead of Principal Belding? This, of course, is television history might be irrevocably altered. Now, look, I can't lie. I watched Saved by the Bell religiously.
I did not watch Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell was on
not.
The TV, and I was happening to walk by. I sat down and started watching it.
You know
so
what?
I wasn't planning to watch
no
Saved
minorities.
By the Bell. I just got kind of sucked in. Well, the black girls were pretty hot.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you got to have the token.
Lisa Turtle.
Got to have the token.
Let's start making our predictions right now. What's in the book? Decaf, what is in the book?
Oh, I think it's going to be a whole lot of fucking...
Now, get some details. Come on, now. You think about it for a second.
I think it's going to be a bunch of threesomes.
A bunch of threesomes? All right, now I'm looking for details here. Trench, come on. Give me some details.
Oh, come on. I bet the dude who played... who's the muscle bound guy?
AC Slater.
AC Slater. Gay as all get out.
You think he's gay?
I bet that's what he'll say.
Think he's gay?
So he's chugging cock and swallowing loads, right?
I think there's going to be a lot of cocaine news.
A lot of cocaine news?
A lot of cocaine.
I'm thinking we're going to see
heroin.
A marijuana-fueled three-way between Zach.
Man, okay.
Hold on.
Marijuana does not fuel much of anything.
It kind of sucks out the fuel.
This is what I think. I think there's
alcohol, cocaine, and marijuana fuels a lot of things.
I'm going to say induced.
Experience.
I'm going to say induced. Okay. A marijuana induced three-way.
What are we making between, a baby?
Just shut up and listen. Lisa, Zach, and Kelly Kapowski. I'm calling it now.
You think so?
The reverse Oreo three-way. I'm
calling. Do you really think you would put that in the book?
Lisa, yes. Zach, and Miss Bliss.
Lisa, Zach, and Miss Bliss.
But does it? But before he can print that, does he have to go through the approval to get that put?
Who knows?
No. Look, you can say that shit's unauthorized, man. And you can write the most pathetic shit ever.
Radio UK says bondage.
Oh.
Well, we were glued to the set.
So what do you think was in the book?
I will break a bitch.
All right,
Gia, what do you think?
Probably just the story of his every.
Were you even
life.
Alive when that show was on?
Yeah, I used to watch it every year.
Yeah, the college years.
She actually watched it. She actually watched it at the age to watch it. We were watching it when we were fucking older.
We've never grown up here. No, you know what though? You know, sex scenes in the burger
Showgirl.
Shop. You know, I saw Showgirl a couple nights ago.
God,
it's a wonderful film, muted.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I had some other music on, and I'm like, oh, man, she looks fucking great.
Dude, I shit you not. It is a wonderful movie in the lower right-hand corner when you've got a ball game on.
Yes.
I was watching. I shit you not. It was during interleague play. I'm watching Cubs in the White Sox, and it's playing in the corner. I'm like, oh, flip back. She's naked. Hang on. Okay, she's talking again. Flip back. Let's watch the game some more.
He said mute it.
Deborah says orgies. I don't. You know, I think the weirdest thing we'll see is Mr. Belding hitting on Jesse Spano.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be
Mr. Belding is a fucking freak. I got his autograph.
That's right. You were telling me about that.
Mr. Belding is the one to make me
I think I may have Screech's autograph, too, but I know I got Mr. Belding, and I dodged out fucking Slater on purpose.
Oh. What's his, Mario Lopez?
Yes.
Yeah, Mario Lopez.
Because I never liked him in the show.
Yeah, he's
always
fucking gay.
Yeah, he is gay.
I still remember.
He was in the show.
I still remember the Mario
he's
Lopez
like, hey,
videos
guys,
in Space Mountain.
What's that?
Yeah, the Mario Lopez hosting the safety videos as you walk through Space Mountain. That always made me laugh.
Funny.
It's AC Slater. Tell me to put on my seatbelt. What the hell? Is he wearing the unitard and the headpiece? Is he going to take on the guy from the rival high school? He's reminding me to keep my arms in.
You
got to
love it, though.
His
career is like, you know, talk show, not even talk show hosting, like award show hosting and Animal Planet or something.
I saw him on Animal Planet hosting that World's Greatest Pets show.
You know,
show.
It's like Dean Cain and Mario Lopez.
How far have you fallen, Slater? How far have you fallen?
Okay, only three rungs. Come on, let's be serious. Saved by the Bell.
Now, Gia, how old were you when Saved by the Bell really came out?
Because we were watching it like last week.
You bought it on DVD, huh?
Now, how old were you really? Now, did you watch
it?
Did you watch it live or did you?
Hold on.
Did you watch it live or do you watch it at reruns?
Oh, I don't even know.
What year were you born?
88.
So you wasn't watching shit. So you watching the reruns.
I was grew up.
I was watching Three's Company fucking reruns. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I used to
She's
love
watching
that show.
Saved by the Bell in
you
reruns.
Know,
come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Something. We've been waiting for you.
It's his, hers and hers and his Three's Company.
Put Gurr down on the end there. You singing the Doom song?
All right. We need to cut to a very quick break.
No.
give me at least 3 minutes so I can smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
All right, you got 3 minutes.
When we come back, we will talk about how a certain PC manufacturer is actually sabotaging their hardware so it doesn't work with Linux, and how the Wall Street Journal has made the stupidest comment, I think, in human history.
Human history.
What a shock.
Even stupider than Bush.
That, all right.
Well, you know.
Bush is never bad, baby.
Guys.
Only when they're presidents.
We'll be back.
I'm looking down the hole. You're looking up at me. You're cold and tired. That is easy to see. Lower the rope to you. A bucket on the line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth. And your heart will be mine. I think I'll make myself a cap from your right buttock's cheek, and then I will go walking with my little dog, and then I'll bury you underneath a log.
So good, so good, so good, so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Spankwagon Radio. I'm Murphy. To my right,
Zuzu.
Magic Man in front of us with the numbers, the buttons, the switches, and the dials. That'd be Trencher.
Trencher.
Dials.
That's him. Oh shit!
Oh my God, Zach!
Jesus, everybody showed
oh
up.
Oh my God!
Holy fuck.
Shit! They brought beer.
Who doesn't? It's kind of a prerequisite.
So it looks like the entire band showed up. Come on in, guys. Shit.
Sit. Someone grab a mic.
I think this show's going to be running until exactly like 9 fucking o'clock.
I don't know. We got to do a King Queen-ish now, so we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, well, they got to ruin our fun somehow. So the guys from Dim have showed up, of course, bearing beer, which is always good. Thank you, my friend. And I have a fresh Heineken, too. Shit. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Wes, come on up. Have a seat, man. Have a seat. So, wow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the studio.
Those are a couple of lesbians sucking on a dildo. Awesome. Yeah,
we got
that's my little sketch.
Our lesbian stick figure action happening.
Were you wearing the hat last time, or what after your motherfucking hair?
You're glistening. That's what's happening.
Oh, shit. Your shit started to look like Vaz, motherfucker. You got some beachfront property up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? How much is the house up there, man? How much is the house right there, man?
Beachfront property. Dick.
So, we know you're sweaty for a reason.
Yeah, you just got to practice.
Yeah? Now, you got to get up on this here. Cause
get your mouth up on it like a big black dick.
Oh, yeah. Let me get one of these.
This
is like monkey piss
I'm
now.
What time is it? Hold on.
Baby, I say a lot of what I want to say.
I never had this shit in my life, and I never will again. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Now, you got the whole crew with you tonight, right?
Yeah, we got a... We got DJ Darkstar in the corner. We're changing his name to DJ Technical Difficulty, by the way.
Oh, you belong here. We do shit.
We got Knuckles, our guitar player, and we got Twitch, our new drummer.
Scariest man
Twitch.
On earth.
Cool.
And we got our family back here.
Sweet. Can't go wrong with that. Yeah. Just do me a favor. Pan the camera around so everybody in the
Yeah, do your fucking job.
Yeah, no
you
shit.
Know what? Fuck you.
Look, we bring you in here not just because you're hot to look at, but because you function for a purpose.
Don't fucking talk.
With all that talk, you about to get another job. I'm just saying. I got 5 on it.
Why
I'm just saying.
The hottest person in the room sweat like this.
Hey, I'm black.
I know it is terrible.
Follow the trip.
We can't pay our fucking power bills around here, but it's all right. Our air conditioning unit went out about 3 years ago. We just never fixed it. So.
Air conditioner is a motherfucker on the roof going like this. Just waving.
waving papers to get the air going up in this motherfucker.
Radio XUK, you asked who sang How Soon Is Now on last week's show. That was Snake River Conspiracy. We had a nice cover on that.
Nice.
So now you guys have got the big show coming up here, the big birthday bash, so to speak.
Two shows. Yeah.
Fill the people in.
Got August 8th at Cheyenne Saloon and August 16th at GameWorks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Boy. That's going to be interesting to see how long
that's
going to
be fire right
there. It's going to be 5 fucking minutes of shit.
Yeah, we're going to be out there quick.
My friend's going to be playing Asteroids. It's going to be like,
yeah, but
oh
question
my
is,
God, what is this?
Do they pay you in money or do they pay you in those fucking swipe cards?
And last time I went there, they did give me a fucking swipe card. I was like...
Here you go, son. Go play a video game.
No, the 16th show is actually a free show, so I don't think we're getting any kind of money off of that.
I know we don't got a lot. We don't have a whole lot of time left in the show tonight, but shit, man, let's get these guys up on the mic here. Shit. So you guys were, of course, rehearsing. I was pulled into the studio last week, and
sorry to hear that.
Looking way out of place, I gotta mind you. I come in there in my fucking gray and orange Nike tennis shirt with. Polo.
You look cute, by the way.
Oh! Thank you.
And he still has a pretty mouth, too.
Yeah. Hey! Hey!
You know what? And the glasses really do it for
thanks.
Us. You know?
Thanks. Thanks. But, I mean...
Is Spongy Gunk in the glasses?
Felt like it. When I came back here, I described it as best as I could. It was audio rape. That's the only way to really describe it. And
That's a first,
I mean, I really understand what you guys are talking about, how you're building on the sound that, that you guys have before and how it's becoming more. I really get that and hearing it, what you guys have in there.
Yeah, the new songs, the new old songs that we have. And
that's technically what they are.
Yeah, this is getting way too violent, and we're just going to make it even worse. I mean, when black people tell the truth, that's what people do. They riot. So yeah, then, that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're going to do.
That's why you're on the mic.
And yeah, exactly.
I just play guitar.
So have you guys taken tabs of how long you're going to be actually on stage at GameWorks before you get kicked out?
I don't know, man. We got to take a poll or take some kind of bets. I got 10 minutes.
You know what,
I mean,
no,
I,
you know
I
what,
think.
No, okay, okay, no, okay, but do me a favor. If you start shit, actually, tip over a machine.
Yeah, right?
No,
Kia, bitch.
Fuck you, Street Fighter.
Yeah, all you can this.
You know
Dance, Dance Revolution, my motherfucking ass.
Yeah, right, yeah, so you fucking, yeah. The other band that's playing with us that night, they, you know what, they might actually get kicked off faster because they have a midget.
Yeah, yeah, that ain't right.
Dude, how do you go wrong with a midget?
Well,
I love midgets.
See, this midget's evil, man.
I mean, dude, they're all evil.
He's
we know that for a fact.
Every midget's evil because he's already at the level of where your nuts are.
Right? So.
Yeah, but is that the right level for all the girls?
I think everybody can be at that level sometime. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
Right, so you got Cheyenne Saloon, you got GameWorks coming up. What else? What are you guys looking for?
Cheyenne's a good show because it's your birthday.
It's Adam's
and
birthday,
Adam,
too.
Yeah, but the thing that's special about you is, like, when we started, Wes.
Holy fuck, it's hot in here.
Isn't it fucking hot?
Jesus.
And here anyway, like, it was just you.
You can start taking clothes off anytime, babe.
Hey, we're waiting.
Oh!
And no, like, we were playing the Cheyenne back when Wes had to go outside after we finished our set because he wasn't old enough to hang out.
Yeah.
That was the first. So
this
that
is
was
kind
the
of,
first and last
it's
show.
Kind of
fuck
a,
that
yeah.
noise.
We have to sneak our lead in. Come on, in the back.
Now that's a spake wagon throw toss under the bus right there, boy.
Yeah, that was what it was, man.
Yeah, so he really he
wasn't the racial
got,
thing.
Yeah,
he
got
I
fucked
had to
over
go
a lot of times, but now it's kind of a milestone for him.
Yeah.
So. Cheers to him.
Now, how old are you turning, Wes?
23.
Wow. Yeah. I remember 23. Not really. It was mostly a blur.
It's about to be a blur to me, man. That's going to be my last night drinking. I've been getting fucked up lately, dude. So I got to chill. Yeah.
Uh-oh, the last night drinking speech. Yeah. I've been saying that shit since I was 12.
Man, this is it, dog.
No, but
after this time, fucker, no
man,
more beer for me,
be
dude. Fuck yeah,
no, they're gonna make me want to quit because Rule of Thumb is playing with us, and Kenny's got me fucked up already, man.
Yeah,
he's already got plans on me, and I don't think I'm going to make
it.
Yeah,
if you guys ever see, you'll see Rule of Thumb that night, man.
I know I'm planning on going. I'm fairly sure the rest of the crew are planning on going. As soon as we get out of here, we're just going to haul ass over there to catch the show.
Oh, you ain't got to do all that.
You don't have to. Yeah.
It starts at 10. That means it'll probably start at 10. CP time, dude.
You know, I know Murphy's got to come at white people's time and shit. Wow, the show's not starting at 5, man.
It's 10 o'clock.
Well, you know.
Is the bar even open?
I got to watch Jay Leno at 11:30 and
Man, what are you going to be like
wrong
that?
With that? I'll watch Jay Leno.
I've got to be home here in like
Thank
5
you.
Minutes.
Come on. He's got good jokes, man.
You know, I try. I can't wait. Honestly, I'm really excited to see the show. Let's get some of the other guys up here. Shit, come on up here, guys.
Yeah,
fuck.
Come on. Twitch.
You know, we've had Wes on here like a million times already. We're getting sick and tired of him.
Hey, white guy, get up here.
Come on up, man. Come on up here.
Come on, Krekka. Jesus Christ.
We only got a few minutes left in the show.
You took the word right out of my mouth. Yeah, we're called dim for a reason.
Oh.
Wow, why is that? Why is that?
All right, I'm Native American, but I'm still dark as shit. So, I mean, he's kind of like the cream in our coffee.
Yeah, you got to get right. Just you got to clamp to the white girl and get right up on the mic.
What the hell? I want
to
share the mic with
now,
the girl,
hey, man. I don't know if y'all remember the last time we played, but we had two white members. They're starting to take over on them, dude. So we got
That off, huh? Okay, so now we've got Twitch and DJ Darkstar.
DJ Darkstar.
DJ Tech Diffy.
DJ TD. Yeah, that's right. Brand X official. Harvey Dent.
Oh, shut
represent.
Up. Quit plugging yourself.
Harvey Dent.
Got more fucking
I'm a rapper on the side.
Got more fucking names than ODB.
AKA.
Got more fucking names than ODB. Shit. Every year come out with
big
fucking names.
Dirk McGurk.
The old Chinese restaurant, all that.
Now,
all
you
that
guys stuff. You guys have the Cheyenne show coming up. What are you guys looking forward to, other than watching Wes stumble around the stage in a drunken fury?
Well, for the last time. Every show, I try to do something to make this nigga laugh and just, you know, start just fuck up his vocals. So if I can do that and just get like crack him a smile, I'll be cool.
So do you have to go further than that? You push your twitch your show some show up your ass or what?
It's different every show. Every now and then I'll be like, hey, my nipple's hard, you know, I have looking at
actually
my nipples
he's
quick.
Just play some Rainbow Bright.
He's a serious
shit, you know?
Yeah. He's a serious jackass on stage, I'll tell you. He knocks my guitar out of tune. He fucking stumbles.
Oh.
What can
dude,
I say, man? I mean,
he's a serious twit, dude. He flashes a light on the crowd for no reason, you know.
Damn it, Richard. Fucking,
what can I say?
He doesn't do anything musically that much.
Every now and then,
his job is to fuck the rest of us up.
Yeah, I'm there to look cool, and I press a button here and there, and it does a little sound effect.
Yeah.
I got this big setup that's just really there to look cool.
That always falls apart on stage.
One time it fell on me.
So it's not
damn.
Quite nigger rig then.
Yeah.
It
doesn't
fall apart. No. And that's we nigger rig
yeah,
this whole shit up.
This whole studio is held together with baling wire and bubblegum. Yeah, exactly. Who are we kidding?
Baling wire, bubblegum, and a prayer. And
my camera is held up by
fucking
twister tonight.
And a magnetic holder. We're just hoping for the best. All right, guys, we got to wrap it up real quick. So, again, one more time. Twitch, man, we haven't heard shit from you. Say something, Prince.
Get on the mic.
He's the new booty.
What would you like me to say?
He's the new booty.
Well, you're the new guy, right?
I'm the new guy, yes. I joined about...
get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Sorry.
Get on suck that dick, baby.
Like you're in your mouth. You got to put it in your mouth.
It's like an audition for this.
I'm working it like a circus seal. Here you go. Ready?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I joined about 2 months ago, actually. I've been jamming with these guys for about 2 months now. Played a couple shows, so having a lot of fun.
What do you think so far?
He don't want to be
really
here.
Really enjoying it. You know? I get drunk every
night.
And any kind of fuck-ups we make is probably my fault, but it's all good. You know? It's all good.
It's because he's white. It's because he's white. We blame him for everything.
I was going to say, what's it like being the token minority of the group? That's what
I
mean. Wow.
Like I said, actually, I'm not. My last man was the only white guy, so I'm used to it. Ain't no big deal, man.
Cool.
You know, it's
see, we got niggers in the band that can't even nigger rig right. But since he's white, he's going to take all the blame for everything.
Yeah,
every fuck guy is the fucking...
All right, guys. So one more time. You guys are playing the 8th at...
Cheyenne.
And then the 16th?
16th at Gameworks.
At Gameworks.
With Drainage X.
All right. So those of you in Vegas, go down. Check it out. We fucking love these guys. It's Dim. And if I am not mistaken, you guys have been added to the rotation here at LV Rocks. If not...
Cool.
Yeah.
The guy out there is the one you want to gang rape, and he will.
Like we'll put it to
he
him.
He likes it.
We'll put it to him.
He likes
big
it. So go ahead and roll
we're
the.
Bigger than he is.
Roll the outro music tits there, Trench.
I'm sorry, I don't think I need a reason to feel this.
There's my fucking quote.
There you go. Boys and girls, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. We want to thank everyone who helps us get on the air here, especially the guys at LV Rocks. Want to thank all of our affiliates. KC Host, we're going to miss you, Westmar. Fox FM, Door From Hell, Showdown
From Hell
Network, Steel City Radio, Trax Radio, Radio X UK, and the new one, KBMA. Remember, if we're not live,
find us on archive.
In the archive.
Podcast.lvrocks.com.
That's right. Also, don't forget to check out Gia's MySpace. We'll link it on the front page. And we'll link Dim on there because we fucking love you guys. You kick ass, and you bring us beer, which is always awesome.
Yay, beer.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else beer we got to say there?
Download the fucking podcast. Watch us on the fucking video. And
I like boobies.
She likes... That's fantastic. And we will see you all next week.
Darkstar, take us out with the final word, buddy.
Smoke weed every day.
To do for you.
Social following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the King. The King of Kings.